We are a group of students from MIT Media Lab trying to develop a device to assist visually impaired people so that they can have a better shopping experience. Today we want to show our current prototype, and we also want to show some of the future form factors and then collect your valuable thoughts and feedback. I know you guys love iPhone, and there's very nice apps on the iPhone to detect currency, detect color, that kind of things. We were wondering whether we can go beyond iPhone apps, make it even more seamless for you guys. Typically, to use the money reader on iPhone, you would have to find the iPhone, use VoiceOver, browse to the money reader, double tap it, and then point to the currency note, then it will say what the note is. We developed a ring that has a micro camera in it, so you can wear the ring all the time. It wirelessly connects to your mobile phone. So all you have to do is point to something and press a button in the ring. It will take a picture, transfer it to your mobile phone, and say what the note is. So it becomes as seamless as pointing and pressing a button. The current version is a bit bulky because of all the electronic components. So right now I have an app on my Android phone, and when I switch on the little device, it connects to the Android phone, and it will give me a message once it established a connection. So it's connected now. Right now I'm on the color detection mode, so I can point to my t-shirt and press the button, takes the image, and then
gray.
So it says the color. Gray. And gray. I can do stuff like I can double tap the button and say currency.
Currency mode selected.
And then if I take a currency note, so I point to the currency note, click again, and now it's in currency mode. Right now it takes a bit of time, but we are going to reduce this time.
$10.
So it says $10. There's a time lag now, but the next version will be much faster. There won't be any time lag. And
you did the mode switching from the
on the ring.
What other modes are there?
Right now we have implemented currency, color, and we did obstacle detection. Like you can take two pictures and it will say how much free space you have in front of you. What kind of things do you like to have on this? Because we were focusing on a shopping experience, so you would go to a shop, identify different colors, check if you have enough money, and we are thinking of having a tag detection mode, so you can read the price tags.
If it could read or give us access to barcodes, that would be very useful. There's a site called digit-eyes.com that allows you to input a barcode, and it will look up the numbers. So your Android phone would be able to, if it knew about that site, it could just go there and look up the barcode and see if it knows it.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. And the other thing we are trying to do is the tag has the number written in it, like how many dollars. So we're going to do some computer vision algorithm and get that number. So without having to go through the database, we can just read off the number.
If you don't know what the item is that it's looking at, you got to remember, we can't see the precisely where the camera is pointed. So we might think that we're reading the number for one set of shoes, but we're reading the number for another set of shoes or something like that. That would be a consideration.
How accurate do you have to be in pointing? Because that's a pretty tiny camera. So I would imagine your field is pretty small. I mean, you can see, have you tried doing this without seeing it, what you're pointing at?
Yeah, right now it's a bit tricky because it takes one image at a time. But the next version, we are going to have video feed, so you can scan it around till it finds the right view. The moment it sees the right view, it will log that view in.
Yes, that would be helpful. And it would be helpful also if it could auto-rotate the image. If our hand is not perfectly level or perfectly straight, which it might not always be when we're taking the picture.
Oh yeah, those things are taken care of.
Okay, good.
Anything with signs. Like I'd like to be able to go to a mall, for example, and walk and then be able to hear what the signs were.
Names of stores, or for instance, if you're in a place and you're looking for the men's or women's room.
So before you find the item that you want, it'd be nice to be able to find the store that the item is in.
If I were standing in front of a store, I would move my hand around like this and then see if I could detect, like if there was a mode where if it picked up, it would say, it would give me an indication, and then I could take a picture.
Well, if it has a fixed focal length, you could know that if you're 20 feet away from the object, it'll capture this much.
Right.
And maybe if you do that, you could train yourself to do that.
For example, will it read typewritten print versus handwritten print?
So obviously recognizing handwritten text will be much harder. So we're trying to focus on the low-hanging fruit is our typewritten and brands, recognition logos or brands, easy detectable things. The store finding localization, we were definitely going to consider that. It seems like a very strong thing that you will need for shopping in a mall. You need to know what store to get into before you start.
What do you prefer this bill have? Four features, what are the most important four features do you think you
want? Well, do you want to give us a list of possibilities or is the sky the limit?
Navigation.
Navigation would be number one.
And reading text.
Yeah, so opening a book, reading it, or a menu in a restaurant, or reading any written text that you can touch with your finger. So you basically go with your ring. Follow the text. It will guide you to the direction of the text. Where it's, if you're moving the finger in the wrong angle to the angle of the written line text line, so it will try to correct you. But would that something you'd be?
That would probably be second on my list. Navigation is definitely first. Some indoor navigational assistant would be great.
So
that's the biggest.
Is that in the sense of understanding? How many steps you have in front of you to free to walk, or where are you in the building?
Steps free to walk is kind of irrelevant because everyone has different size steps. So that's really not practical.
No, what I'm talking about is identification of specific places, numbers on doors, find the restroom. Going into a building. One reason why this is particularly important is not only just for convenience, but there are 70% of blind people are unemployed in this country. And one of the things that really, I think you've got about 2 or 3 minutes when you walk into an employer's office to convince them that you can, that you're capable and you can do the things that they need you to do. You know, one of the biggest challenges, I always said the interview wasn't so difficult, it was getting to the damn place in the first place.
Yes.
And so because you had so much anxiety about can I find the right place? Can I find the right place in the building? Can I find the right door? Can I find the ladies' room before so I can freshen up before I have my interview? The navigational stuff is just really, really important.
Yeah, it is.
But it's finding specific locations. If I'm in a mall, I don't want to have to ask every 30 feet what store I'm in front of.
Okay.
Does the camera take into effect like glare if you're inside like a mall, like some of the stores, like their glass is like clear and the signs might be of the name of the store might be either embedded in the glass or above the glass. So how does it deal with that reflection back?
It's good. It's a very, very, very difficult in terms of computer vision, like developing an algorithm that will do that. I think the more easier thing that we can do is recognize brands. So you will know you're in front of an H&M store or an American Eagle store or an Old Navy store. Recognizing the brand will be easier, so I think we'll...
Do you want this device to be an assistive device for sighted people as well, for them to have a better... office experience, for example, like we want the ring to be for everyone, with different focus for different people. That's the other idea.
That would bring the price down. That would be good.
I would like now. You're using an Android platform. I assume that's because it's open source.
We have already started doing the iOS version.
Okay, my next question.
A couple of undergraduate students, because we know you guys love iPhone, so that's being
given. Well, we love it because it's accessible.
Yeah.
So if this could interface with a computer screen, so that if you were in a site where speech isn't accessible.
We are now integrating it with a Mac platform. Well, we're not at that point, but we are thinking about also Windows platform.
Decide on a couple of things and do them well. Don't spread yourselves so thin that you try to do, 7 different things and you do all of them partially. So do whatever you're going to do, focus on doing a couple of things and getting them really spot on first.
Yeah.
I would say it's only in the last 5 years that it ever occurred to me that I, as a totally blind person, would need to learn to use a camera. So learning to use a camera is a big learning curve for a lot of blind people.
Oh, yeah.
The more you can hone in and automate that process as much as possible, particularly for people who are perhaps not as technically savvy, the better off you're going
to
be.
So if you can give us information like point more to the right, or any helpful hint that will help us get a better picture, that would be useful.
Do you comfortable with continuous audio output, like saying turn to your right, turn to your left?
That, or it could even be done with tones, even if it's but audio would probably be the best, because it would be the most useful. And it wouldn't have to be, the words that you would use would be very short. You might say like left, to make it go more to the left, or right, up, down.
That might even be an argument for using a tone that would say, for instance, a series of beeps that would get faster as you got closer to the right place to be. Because that way, you know, up, down, I mean, it strikes me that that's more work that you'd have to do to get the right words in, because then it would have to know which direction you were away, where if you just have a series of tones, all you have to know is that you're getting closer or farther away, and that's really...
This would often be done in loud environments.
Yep.
Tones are better than voices.
Yeah.
And it would be language independent, too,
yeah.
So
right.
that you could also, didn't matter what language you were using,
right.
if you used a tone or a series of tones.
What about different vibration patterns?
Vibration patterns might work, but I would think for as fine-tuned as you'd need to be with this camera, I would think you'd have to have a lot of different vibration patterns. But it's certainly worth, I mean, that would be something I would encourage looking into as an alternative to tones.
But in a way, you have to keep whatever interface you come up with has to be simple enough so that you don't spend a lot of time trying to figure out, you know, which thing am I looking at here and which one is right. If you have 6 or 8 different kinds of input, that's going to be a little too complicated to decide. But if it's simply a case, say, for instance, where the signal gets stronger when you're closer and weaker when you're not, you know, that's just going to be easier to deal with.
There are a few devices on the market that have the technology that come very close to doing real-time OCR, and they're just purely new on the market, but they're fairly big desktop-type things. It's CCTVs that kind of have that type of capability. If the camera was to face down, meaning facing the palm, facing direction your palm, your hand is, how about some real-time OCR, you could just run your hand over a page and have it find text.
That's the idea that we're trying to develop.
Navigation, barcodes, and OCR would be my top three. And the OCR, particularly if it can do things like menus. I mean, I don't need it to read me a book.
Have you thought of putting it into a one-side earpiece only, you know, almost like a Bluetooth with a camera? Because the head, to me, when you're trying to look at something and you go into a building, for example, the head is going to have a lot less overall up and down sideways motion to it than waving your hand, and you can lock it in and hold it steady easier. So if it were a one-side Bluetooth device, that might be easier.
Amy, I'm curious to understand why current state ignition was not in your list.
Because I have alternatives for that. For one thing, even before the advent of all this technology, I knew how to distinguish my money by folding it differently. So even people who don't have any technology can distinguish their currency most of the time. When I look for a new device, I want it to do something I can't already do. I already have things. There are several things on the market that you can buy, from an iPhone app to an actually dedicated device called the iBill that will read your currency to you.
The color, I mean, in my case, the only time I really need to identify color is in the laundry, and I have a special device that I use for color identification at that time. But I doubt that I would go into for instance, and rely on where he is from to help me choose a sweater. I would probably ask the sales clerk or someone who's with me for assistance in matching colors if I was buying a sweater to match a pair of pants. So for me, the color would be perhaps less important than some of the other things.
But I would say along those lines, when you get a new credit card from the bank, or a card like that, you can't read the number or the 3-digit code or the expiration date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a genuine problem that we have.
If I'm in a mall and I could say to it, you know, find Chili's, and it was identifying signage to me that were certain things that anything that began with a C as I walked by. That would be fantastic.
I just want to be able to walk down a street and know what I'm walking by as I'm walking by it.
Right. Or know what street you're on because you can read the stupid street line.
For example, being able to identify an area bus stop, they're all the same. So once you tag that, once you say this is a bus stop sign, being able to find that in an unfamiliar area would be useful to us. Now, in a familiar area, we know where the bus stops are, so we don't have to look for it with a device. But in an unfamiliar area, where there's nobody else around, that would be useful.
So if you're in a mall and you're trying to find the escalators.
Would it help you if you could somehow guide this searching experience? You say you would look for a certain thing and it will help you. It would certainly make things easier for us in terms of developing the algorithm. If you would say, I am looking for the Old Navy store, and the ring would know how it looks and it could help you find it, but you would have to initially...
Many times when you're in a situation, you may not know exactly what you're looking for. If I go into a building, say, for instance, for a job interview, I don't know that I can say I'm looking for Smedley the Third's office here, because I mean that's not going to be in your database anyway. But I would need something to maybe read the room numbers so that if somebody said you need to be in room 502, I can be walking by and the thing will read numbers to me as I go by. Mm-hmm. And I can process the information.
But let's get back to your question though. You said, can you tell us what you're looking for and we can help you find it? How would you do that? Because there are situations, for example, I went to the mall 2 days ago. I knew exactly where I wanted to go. I didn't know how to get there, but I knew exactly where I wanted to go. So how would you envision that? I would say something, you mean?
You
like
say Old Navy store.
Okay.
The ring will say, looking for Old Navy store.
Right.
And you will kind of scan, as you were walking by, you kind of scan the area. And when it will find it, will tell you, okay, 50 meters ahead. 50 feet ahead.
Would you actually do what they call an image acquisition, where you match the image of the picture of an Old Navy sign, or actually find it, pull the text out of the sign and do an OCR on it?
It's going to look for the image. The text are all different fonts and different sizes.
So really you have to have a database of
basically,
signs.
It's kind of a brand or signs and logos.
How would you then do, if you're looking at logos and images primarily for object recognition, are you using then a different process, I would assume, than for OCR?
Yes, definitely. OCR is a different problem.
Yeah.
For this device to be completely replacing any searching, let's say a search process that you have if you go to a place you don't know and you can't see. You have some process that you use to search for a place that you want to go.
No, we don't. We have to ask people. We have to, you know, we walk in and we say, or we walk into a store and we say, okay, I want to go to X store.
Yeah.
Can you give me directions?
Yes.
And then you hope to God they know their left from their right. and that they speak English. And that they can tell you, or that they know that that particular store is in the mall.
I'm imagining now that I'm walking through the entire mall, and the mall I use has, I don't know, 20 different side hallways.
Right.
To the second floor, two different wings. I just can't imagine going in and saying Old Navy. I mean, I'm going to spend a lot of time. I mean, I can get some information ahead of time. I can call the Old Navy store and say what floor you want, what's the largest department store you're located next to. So, I mean, maybe that's, you have to integrate it with normal communication skills, like using a phone. So I'm just, you know, I'm trying to say this sounds great, but I'm trying to imagine in reality.
Yeah.
The idea of reading a price tag within a store, you're already there, but or in the grocery store, like the point made in a business office, where you can't always call ahead of time and say, where is this located?
Yeah, that's why I think being able to scan as you go down the thing and have it read you as you go would be helpful, because if I'm in a particular mall and I've been there several times, and I hear Gap and whatever, and then I know, okay, that this is not the hallway. I know the Old Navy is in the next hallway down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Eventually.
Or if it stores that information.
Yeah.
If you're using the same mall time and again,
right,
which tends to be the case, or the same grocery store, you're not having to reinvent the wheel.
If I had to pick one thing as a starter that this device would do, it would be to read barcodes.
Yeah.
That would be at the top of my list.
Because that all stores the prices on the items in.
I just think that would be a wonderful thing.
Well, thank you. And we ask them. We ask all groups, and we're going to ask you as well, please, if you send me an email, let me know how you're doing, what's happening, because
yeah.
we like to hear what happens after you.
And we like to follow up and come back.
Good?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, thank you very much.